Why are businesses like HelloVet choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVet.
If you're exhausted, stuck, or hustling harder with the same results, here's the truth. It's not a time problem. It's a nervous system problem. Today, you're going to learn how to downshift your system, scale and impact your business while working less, and align spiritually and use a strategy so abundance isn't an accident. It's a new normal. My guest, Dr. Nona, is the founder of Elevate and creator of One Week Month Lifestyle, a freedom first operating system for work and life. She blends practical strategy with energetics so you can build a business and a life that actually makes you feel like the person you want to be. Now, if you're ready to stop and start burning out and you're ready to start building with ease, I want you to hit the follow and subscribe button and the bell and comment, "I'm ready for ease." It helps more people find this and it keeps you accountable. Now, Dr. Nona, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you came to the advisor because so many people struggle with this and they really need a lot of help. Can you tell people a little about yourself and what you do and how you help people actually achieve these strategies we just talked about?
Yeah, absolutely. I hope everyone is typing in, "I'm ready." Everyone is ready for more ease, more abundance, and more love. My story actually begins when I wasn't ready for ease, abundance, love, all of those things. I was like the type A, high achieving, you know, do all the things, A plus student. I went to Berkeley. I studied neurology. I got my doctorate. I opened a business. I built a seven-figure business, all of this prior to being even in my mid-20s. However, as I did a lot of those things, and now looking back, obviously I have a different perspective, but as I did all of those things, I also completely burnt out in the process. So here I am with a seven-figure business, married, you know, supposedly have checked off all of these boxes, and I was completely unhappy. I felt alone. I felt miserable. And I remember thinking that if I just did things the same exact way I'd been doing all along, like set another goal, reach another milestone, you know, check that next box, I'm going to end up in the same place, maybe worse, and maybe worse. And life at that point would not make sense. It just would not be worth it. Really, I was in that space. And when I got to that place, the blessing of that challenge or that circumstance or those emotions, because they were so deep and intense, the blessing of it was, I'm going to have to do something different. The way I've been doing things and the approach that I have had, the addictions to struggle, the addictions to hard work and all of those things, like, great, they got me to this point, but I'm going to need to do something different. And I remember there was a moment where I took out my journal and I started to jot down what would be the kind of life that I would actually want to live. And what I wrote down, Stacey, but was wildly different than the kind of life that I was living. Not only that, but it also seemed completely impossible and what I call now unreasonable for the version of me that was sitting there and jotting down on all of these things. But that became the seed that turned into all these other things, because now I had a different approach. Now I had picked something that was way out there, was way outside the box, was unreasonable. At that time, I wrote down that I wanted to live bicontinentally. I wanted to live in Europe and United States, and I wanted to have multiple seven-figure businesses, and I wanted to work less, and I wanted to world school my children, and I wanted to have a big impact in the world. And all of those, every single one of those things was far from where I was. As a matter of fact, probably if God himself came down and was like, "You're going to live this life," I would have said, "No freaking way." And here I was, I made a commitment to that vision. And my life completely changed. And one of the first things that I did, one of the first immediate goals that I had was actually to take my existing seven-figure business and create a model that was freedom-based. So the very first thing I did was, okay, how do I take this business and turn it into a part-time seven-figure business? So I was able to do that in a matter of a year. So I freed up some time. I allocated that time to open up three other lo businesses in a different business, but of this of three locations of a different business, and moved into the multiple seven figures. Then fast forward, just about 4 years ago, I had this vision to move my company into the space in which I would only work 1 week a month. So the theme here has always been, how can I learn more about freedom? How can I bring in more freedom and ease instead of the addictions that I'm programmed to, which is struggle and working hard and hustle and just doing more and more that wasn't really giving me the result? And instead, moving into a space where I do less, I do more important things, I do things that I enjoy. And I have more time for my family, for impact. If I want to volunteer one day and stay at the place for a whole day, I have the ability to do so, and I have bigger impact in the world. And it's a way more intentional way of designing your life and designing your business to go about it. And so that's what I teach mainly entrepreneurs, business owners, and founders, is to go, how do you, can you move away from this mentality of the owner, the worker, I've seen my parents struggle, therefore I should struggle and I should be doing things all the time, otherwise I feel guilty and shame, all the way to how can I create ease and how can I practice ease? How can I sit down and not do things, especially in today's world, and watch my business, my relationship, my life grow and blow up in a good way?
And that's most of society that you just described. It's crazy enough, Most of us try to outwork and we burn out and we add planners and alarms and more coffee and we say real limiter is the state we're in and flight or fight, freeze or start here. Why is this nervous system the real bottleneck?
Yes, so all of those things that you mentioned are things that in our world, personally as well as the consciousness of the world, it's been planted in us. We've been programmed to think that hard work is the answer. I was just on a different podcast and I was talking to somebody in the corporate world. And it's not really my world, but she was talking about how they have this thing that's a 996. I never heard of the term, but it was like, I'm sorry, maybe it was like 969. So like you work 9 hour days for 6 days in a row or some version. Wild, wild, right? So we're in this culture where that is the norm. We're in this culture where social media tells you to wake up earlier and do more of a cold plunge and hustle and 10x everything. So that's what the culture is telling us. And this quality of life is really missing. And I think we've also, majority of us have grown up that way. Like we either grew up where money was a problem or there's stress and anxiety around it, or our parents worked really hard to get there. Or if you grew up with money, you have shame around money or working or not working. There's always these complex ideas that exist. But all of these are actually patterns that we are addicted to. So I think it's start with radical responsibility and go, if that is my pattern, I'm participating in this job, in this business, in this relationship where I'm overgiving and hustling and doing too much. So if it's my pattern, I've got to do something different. I've got to experience a different pattern. And what would that pattern look like? And I think it starts with setting a vision for what you want to experience instead of just like a zombie day after day, experience the same exact thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. I think we all know that's the definition of insanity.
It is. And you hit it right on the ball. I think most of us have gotten addicted to these behaviors. We've seen our family do it. So if you've seen your family do it and you've seen the people around you do it, you think it's normal, because you've been around this environment. And then automatically, whether you realize it or not, you're taking over those behaviors. And it does become an addiction. It does become a routine that you keep doing and doing and doing. And then before it becomes a bad habit. And the question is, how do we break that bad habit? Because so many people have a very hard time backing away. I see that all the time when I speak to so many business owners, corporate people. It's really taking a step back and letting others delegate instead of you delegating everything. You're now, figuring out a crew of liable people, communicating with them well, and then letting other people actually, take over a lot of the responsibilities so you're not doing everything. And you're not getting burnt out.
Yeah, and that just what you described right now, this idea of delegating, this idea of not controlling and micromanaging every bit of your business or your team or whatever, this is an identity issue. This is an identity situation. So, what I mean by that is when I meet entrepreneurs or leaders in the corporate world, they'll sit down and they'll go, I know these are things I should be doing. I know I should delegate. I know I should hire somebody. I know I should ask my team members to do it. But we don't do it. Like we have the strategy, but because our identity is we identify with the overgiver, the high achiever, the hustler, the this, the that, well, that identity is not a match for the version of you that actually delegates the things, that steps away, that rests, that sits down to meditate, that there's an identity conflict here. So part of the process is actually determining the version of you that you need to become in order to delegate, to create space, to hire more, to maybe fire more people, to eliminate things, to add certain things that are going to scale the business or take this project to the next level, whatever we're working on. But I think an important part that gets missed is we are told to just go to the workforce, go to your business, go to your relationship, and do more things. And if your identity is more of a match for I'm going to do to make happen because I correlate my self-worth with doing more, if that is the case, you're going to do that, you're going to ultimately burn out. But what if you started to tune into the identity of a version of you that has ease, that has abundance, that has joy, that sits in the stillness, that delegates easily and with confidence, right? Whether it's in a team or in your business. If you can identify with that, then you're more likely to take the steps that are going to scale the business, to take the steps that are going to lead you to ability to take vacation or take Fridays off or whatever level of freedom you want to experience.
Oh, that is some great advice. Now, let's talk about your signature framework, the 1 week, month lifestyle. What is it, and what does it work when it comes to traditional balance fails?
Yeah, I think it's all the 1 week a month lifestyle is all about breaking the traditional system, is all about that. As a matter of fact, in the very first step of the framework, I have my students, entrepreneurs, founders, business owners, CEOs, I have them create a vision for where they want to take their life and their business. And I ask them to create an unreasonable vision for their life, for their business, right? So if you think SMART goals, 10% improvement, industry standard, if you think, oh, this would stretch me, but I could figure it out, none of those would work in this process. What you need to do is you need to have a really juicy, incredible dream life set up for yourself on paper that you have described it, and you've described it as if it's already here. So you write it out and you're like, I'm driving this car, I'm walking this way, here's my team looks like, here's what my business looks like. And that is the beginning of everything. And the second step of the process, and as we've been touching on, is okay, who do you need to become for you to be a match to this particular vision? As an example, when I had the vision for 1 week a month lifestyle, which was already I was working part-time and I was nearing the multiple seven figures at the time. This was about 4 years ago. Then when I had the vision of only working 1 week a month, it wasn't the putting the systems in place wasn't really the hard part. Like hiring and firing and scaling the business, the mechanics of it wasn't hard. What was hard was actually being like, man, I deserve 3 weeks off, or I deserve to have the spaciousness to choose what to do with the 3 weeks off. I deserve, or I'm worthy of vacation or world schooling my kids or, traveling or whatever it was that I was doing. But that was the hard part. The hard part was doing nothing. The hard part was like being bored, or the hard part was like getting comfortable in that spaciousness. I was never really bored. I've never been bored. But the idea is we are more used to the doing, and we're so it, when I took myself through the four steps, the first step was unreasonable vision. Okay, I'm gonna set up my company so I'm in the multi seven figures, and I'm only gonna work 1 week a month. All right, that was the vision. Of course, a whole bunch of different things that went into that. The second step was an expanded identity. Who is the version of me that has that level of confidence that I can run a company only working 1 week a month? Who is the version of me that has that level of safety in freedom? Freedom of money, freedom of time, freedom of energy. Who is the version of me that can show up and not try to control every aspect of my business during those 3 weeks? Who's the version of me that's going to lead my team members so that they could get in that process? So, in that step, you really have to define who you need to become. And then, of course, you step three, you embody that version of yourself. You show up to this podcast with Stacey and you say, okay, I am the version of myself that is at this next level. And then step four is you take unreasonable action. So what are the actions that you need to be taking that that future version of you would take that would take you from point A to point B in this process?
I love that. Now you teach that abundance is energies, energetics, and execution. Like, how do we align the inner and the outer without getting lost in either?
I think it's mostly got to be inner, because if you think about it, I don't know about you, you look like you work out. I have a friend who I don't I like do yoga and I do some walking, super easy stuff. I have my best friend, she is a gym rat, goes to the gym all the time. You know those people. Goes to the gym all the time. She makes time. She's got two little kids. There's never any excuses. She just somehow always has the time to go to the gym and do the thing. So her identity is like she would identify with being a gym rat. So it makes it really easy for her to sort of participate in that activity. And I use example to say your identity drives your behavior. So speaking of inner versus outer, if she identifies with a fit individual, a fit person, really easy for her to just go to the gym. I don't think she thinks about it. I don't think she's ever written in her journal, like, I'm gonna go to the gym 3 times a week, like I've been doing every January. But she just literally does it. Why? Because it's a match for her identity. So this is why I think for you to be the kind of CEO, the kind of leader, the kind of mom, the kind of dad that you want to be, you've got to start with identity. So I believe the majority of what we do is comes out in who we are. So your identity drives your behavior. So if I identify with being a really smart, incredible CEO that trusts herself and that has confidence in running a 1 week a month company or running a company during 1 week a month, if I identify with that, I am likely to make decisions about the company or for my team members or lead in a way that is in a match with that identity. The external factors are just going to be things that I'm going to respond to in that version of myself. So I do believe it's mostly internal.
I agree with you. I think it is mostly internal too. I think a lot of the things that we go through in life has to come from within. And then you externally, you'll see the results and you'll see the behaviors through. But I think first it comes from within. I agree with you. Now, can you identify the drives behavior and give us the simple tools to step into a bigger identity without self-sabotaging ourselves?
Yeah, I think that stepping into the next level identity starts with it's a two-part process. One is the left brain, and the other one engages the right brain and the limbic system. So, in the first part of the process, is like, okay, who do I need to become? Maybe a more confident version of myself. Maybe I need to show up a certain way, breathe a certain way. What should my posture look like? What should I dress like? What are the traits that I should be expressing more of? That I already have in me? What are the traits that I need to express less of that are holding me back? Like if I procrastinate, maybe I need to show up less in that way. Also, maybe I meet Stacy and I go, I really like X, Y, and Z about Stacy. So if I'm inspired with certain things in other people, I go, I'd like to express more of that. So it's almost like intentionally designing the next version of yourself. This is a very left brain process. You're literally logically going through and seeing, okay, if this is my vision, what are the things that I need to express? All right. And then there is a right brain process, right brain in combination with the limbic system, which is, okay, now that I have a definition, that definition by itself is not going to do anything. It'll be something you have on a piece of paper or in your Google Doc, and it'll sit there and collect dust. Unless you take that description of your identity and you go, how do I embody it? Right? How do I live from that space? And what I mean by live from that space, I don't mean go out there and make really bold, big, just don't go buy a Ferrari like your future self. Although that could be really fun. But my suggestion would be to look at the small things you do in your life, how you answer your email, what is the energy with which you answer your email. When you sit down with your clients, what are the thoughts you're having? What's the energy that you have? And what does your body feel? Do you constantly feel like you're on the go and you have to do more? Okay, well, can you tone it down? How can I bring that into my body? So this is more feeling limbic system, and then of course getting creative about showing it up in your body. So I could sit here and drink my coffee as my current identity that might be more prone to stressed out and overwhelm and overwork, or I could be drinking my coffee as the version of myself that is sitting here in gratitude for my coffee, for what it tastes like, and for having this conversation with you. Same cup, different experience.
I love it. I love it. Now, let's land this with a 7-day plan. Now, I know you have a 7-day plan. Can you tell us a little about that 7-day plan?
The 7-day plan, I wonder which you're what you are referring to.
So, the first one was do the 5-minute alignment loop before your main task.
No. It's possible it's from one of the workshops or master classes that I have done, but it wouldn't be the main framework. The main framework that I teach is the 4 steps to quantum leap, which would be, yeah, which we could talk about.
Yeah, I'd love you to talk about that.
So some of which, and this will bring the conversation to kind of like actually make full circle, right? So the very first step in a framework of whatever you want to quantum leap, whether it's your life, your business, your relationship, you want to attract the right relationship, you want to take your marriage to the next level, you want to scale your business, you want to start a business, it doesn't matter the outcome. There are only 4 steps involved. In the very first step of the process, you actually design and you write down the things that you do want to experience that are unreasonable, like we talked about. SMART goals are not going to do it. You're going to have to go outside of your current identity. The second step in the process would be to expand your identity. And a lot of what we already talked about, who do I need to become? Left brain. The third step in the process is embodiment. How do I need to show up as that last version of myself? And the very last part of the process is taking unreasonable actions. So this, like, if I am showing up in the next version of myself, then what are some actions that I would be that version would take? Maybe my current action would be like small and maybe I'm not ready, I won't invest, or I won't jump in, I won't say yes, or I say yes too much, whatever. But the future version of me would most likely know exactly what to do, will move forward with confidence, and maybe even move before they're ready.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, when, can you tell us a little about the services that you provide?
Sure, yeah. So I have a couple of different things. I think if you're just getting started and this resonates with you, the probably the most basic and life-changing thing that you can participate in is what I call our Elevate Club. So inside of Elevate Club, I teach on weekly basis a success principle that unhooks you from the ways that you've been doing things and moves you over to actually, not only creating your vision for your life, but who you need to become. So we walk you through these four steps. And I teach that on a weekly basis, and then it's a coaching container. So inside of that, we have a group setting where you come on monthly basis, and there's actual coaching going on. We call that quantum coaching calls. So those are incredible. They're life-changing because you all of a sudden recognize, like, I can't believe I've been going through this through life with this blind spot in this space, right? And so I have that, and then I have another membership and a mastermind. This one is more geared towards entrepreneurs and founders who are established in their business, but they're looking to scale and grow without burning themselves out, or perhaps with working less. And then, of course, I do retreats, speaking engagements, and would love to connect with anybody if this conversation resonated with them. It probably a good start even is to just head over to my Instagram page and send me a message and say, "Hey, I saw you on Stacy's podcast," and just connect with me. I always love a personal connect.
I love that. I love that. I think it's so important with everything you said today, because a lot of times we go through life, and from the moment we're born and we go down the fallopian tube, we've already have 240 characteristics of our DNA, our personality is already established. Then we go through life, and your parents tell you, what you are, who you have to be, and what's good, what's bad. Then you go to school, the teachers do the same, and then you go into the working world, and you got your managers and bosses who tell you what to do and what not to do. And then you go into your life, with your partner or whatever you choose to do, and they have their own view of what life should be, and all these identities start to build up and build up. And before you know it, who is your identity? Who are you? Who makes those decisions? Are you making decisions based on what everyone's telling you is right or wrong? Or are you making choices for yourself and your business according to what you feel is right and what you need to do for yourself? So I think what your program does is great. Just stripping away those identities, figuring out who your true identity is, and using that in a sense where you could build your business and build the life you want without burning yourself out and without really killing yourself. So I think what you're doing is great, and I really commend you for that. And before we go, can you just tell everybody your website one more time so they can get in touch with you?
Sure. My website's spelled kind of funny, so hopefully you guys can capture it. But it's www.elevate, and that's a play on words. So it's spelled ELIVATE dot me. But I think an easier way to get in touch is also just Instagram. If anybody's on Instagram, send me a message. As a matter of fact, if you go to my Instagram and send me a message and mention Stacy, what I have a free 90-minute training where I literally hold your hand and walk you through the four steps to quantum leap to bring your dreams into life. It's a 90 minutes. If you have 90 minutes, it's worth sending me a message on Instagram and taking that free training.
I love it. I love it. Oh my God. You are a terrific individual. I love what you're doing, and I think you're making a difference in many people's lives, because people need to really strip their identities, figure out who they are from the inside out, and then create the person that they need to become in order to be the person that they want to be and reach that true potential and reach and elevate to that level of success. Because when you're happy with yourself and you know who you are, that's when success plays into play. So thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate you, and I appreciate everything you do. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. This has been fun.
Yes, definitely has. You have a great day.
BP, we're delivering on our downstream plans. achieving 96% refining operating availability. The best first half performance in our historical portfolio since 2001. Helping to drive efficiency, reliability, and production to safely deliver for customers. Learn more at bp.com/strategy at work.